to Christmas midnight service of communion on this Christmas Eve and invite you to 10 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day also for carols and communion as we celebrate the birth of our Lord. On this Christmas night, let us sing the hymn Joy to the World, hymn 387, and stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary in 387. Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For the introit this night, we sing hymn 367. You may be seated.
Angels from
to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Chapter 9. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing a gradual hymn 361, A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 364, Away in a Manger.
Chapter. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, unto Bethlehem, the city of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was pledged to be married to him, and who was great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Then the angel said unto them, Fear not, For behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was that when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now into Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe who was lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, just as it was told unto them. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Christ the Lord. Amen. A Savior who was born, Christ the Lord, this midnight hour reminds us of the darkness of the world in its unbelief, its spiritual darkness that blankets the earth. But we are also here with candles lit, because it is the light of Jesus Christ that gives us spiritual light. Thank the Lord tonight that in the midst of darkness, you have light. In the midst of sorrow, you have joy. In the midst of despair, you have exaltation. Not because everything is going just right in your life. In fact, sometimes this light shines brighter when things are not going well in your life, because then you come to realize the only light and hope I really have is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. And so for you tonight, consider that Jesus is your great light and your Prince of Peace. Consider that Jesus is the grace of God and your blessed hope. Jesus is your great light. Isaiah said today, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelled in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." The human race waited for hundreds and hundreds of years for the light to dawn. And when the light dawned, it came in an unlikely place. Up in Galilee, which was called the land of Zebulun in the Old Testament, this glorious way up by the Gentiles, no one expected the light to come from there. People expected that light to first appear in Jerusalem, in Judea. But Jesus came from Nazareth up north. He came down to be born in the city of David at Bethlehem. But he would be a carpenter at Nazareth, an unknown man in a very unlikely city. But he was the light. The light, the joy, the gladness that breaks out for all the world is because this child, Jesus, is the light. You know, when you come to a service like this at night, you're struck by all the streets decorated with Christmas lights, the businesses that have Christmas lights up. None of this would even be there if it had not been for Jesus, the light. Nobody would have decorations up if it wasn't for Christ, the great light and the Prince of Peace. It's amazing to me how people that don't even read the Bible are hearing the gospel when they walk through the shopping malls and hear the Christmas carols, like, "What child is this?" "Oh, well, come all ye faithful." The talk about Jesus being God incarnate. People are shopping in Target and they're hearing about God incarnate. People are in Walmart and they're hearing about God in human flesh. This is the power of Christmas. This is the power of the gospel and the carols and the hymns that we sing to bring people in darkness light. Jesus is a child. He's a son. Upon his shoulders was the government because he bore the burden of our sin. His name, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, which I think also gives a glimpse into the work of the Holy Trinity, the Mighty God, the Father, the Prince of Peace, and the Counselor of the Holy Spirit. Thank the Lord tonight that you walk in the light and that you have a peace that the world cannot give. Walking in the light means you know who God is, you know you're at peace with God through Jesus Christ, you're not in the dark, you know what life is all about, and most importantly, you have peace. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, you were at peace with God the Father. So this midnight hour, rejoice that you have the great light. Rejoice that you have the Prince of Peace. And also rejoice that the grace of God has appeared, your blessed hope. The grace of God has appeared. This blessed hope, the appearing in the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. What I love about this imagery is what St. Paul is saying, the grace of God and a blessed hope is a person, Jesus. It's not some thought that we concoct. It's not some philosophical idea. The grace of God is Jesus. The hope of the blessed hope that we have is Jesus. This grace that has appeared for salvation to all mankind, the appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, is busy. He came to redeem us from all lawlessness, to purify for himself a people for his own possession. Now in the Bible, the grace of God means salvation. Saved from hell and brought into heaven because Christ paid the price for you. You see, the Jesus that was laid in a stone manger wrapped in swaddling cloths would be taken down from a cross and wrapped in linen cloths and placed in a stone tomb. Jesus, to whom the Magi gave glory, will be the one who comes in his appearing on that great day as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus gave himself to redeem us, to purify us. Do you know what the word redeem means? It means to buy you back. It means you and I were slaves on the auction block, but Jesus came into the midst of the marketplace and said, I will purchase those slaves, not with gold or silver, but with my holy precious blood and innocent suffering and death. I will buy them back from sin. I will purify them with my righteousness, earned for them on the cross. And in my resurrection, I make them my people, not the world's people, God's people, not the devil's people, people of the light, not people of the darkness. Indeed, the best way to decorate, if you will, the Christmas tree of our lives is live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Those are the ornaments Jesus is looking for. The bright light of being self-controlled, the shiningness of being upright and godly, and zealous for good works. Jesus has saved you by grace through faith in him. But faith is evidenced because a good tree bears good fruit. Knowing the grace of God and the blessed hope that you have, don't live for yourself. That's the darkness of the world. You have the light of Christ in you. Be a bright light shining for our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus shines on us, and then we reflect that light, like the sun is reflected in the moon. Christ is like the sun. You and I are like the moon. We reflect his light. But when we reflect that light to this dark world, we can say to people, if you want light, you need Jesus. If you want peace, you need Jesus. If you want grace, you need Jesus. If you want hope in this life and in the world to come, you need Jesus. So rejoice this night on Christmas, this midnight hour, a Savior who was born, Christ the Lord. You don't walk in the darkness, you walk in the light of Jesus Christ. Until that day when he comes in the shining light of his glory, let us rejoice this night in the birth of Christ the Lord. To him alone be glory forever. Amen.
The offertory, page 192, we stand and sing. ritual of friendship pad in the pew, fill it out, pass it on, tear it out, and then place it in a basket in the narthex as you leave. We collect our offerings. You may be seated.
Church, we stand to pray. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Most merciful God, you gave your eternal word to become incarnate of the pure virgin. Grant your people grace to put away fleshly lusts, that they may be ready for your visitation on the last day. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Service of Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Said, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Communis, page 199, we stand to sing. Thank you. begotten Son in the flesh, may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Hymn 6363.